Miss me, but what was that?
A silent bee, again that cat.
It was again that cat.
They're right, it was the cat.
Every step with caution feeling, they will softly steal away.
Every step with caution feeling, they will softly steal away.
Halt! Pretty daughter mine, I insist upon knowing where you may be going with these sons of the bride. For my excellent crew, the clothes they put company must scarcely fit company, my daughter.
Now all at the door, the clothes we put company must scarcely fit company for a lady like you.
Proud office of that haughty lip and curl, vain man suppress that supercilious sneer. For I have dared to love your matchless girl, and thank well known to all my messmates here. Oh, horror!
I have told more and more before, the meanest in your first division, the battle therefore heaven's for, the mark of fools and derision, have dared to raise my worthy eyes above the dust division.
I will hear of no defense. attempt not if you're sensible, that word of evil sense is wholly indefensible. Go, ribald, get you hence to your cabin with celerity. This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
For I'll teach you all ere long to refrain from language strong. For I haven't any sympathy for ill-bred taunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts. No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts. His sisters, nor his cousins, to be reckoned on my cousins, nor his aunts. For he is an Englishman, born in himself, as an infant, his place into this planet.
Quite sure you had given him no cause for annoyance.
Please, Your Honour, it was thus wise. You see, I'm only a topman, a mere foremast hand.
Don't be ashamed of that. Your position as a topman is a very, exalted one.
Well, Your Honour, love burns as brightly in the forecastle as it does on the quarterdeck. And Josephine is the fairest bud that ever blossomed upon the tree of a poor fellow's wildest hopes.
Done.
What?
She is the figurehead of my ship of life, the bright beacon that guides me into my port of happiness, the rarest, the purest gem that ever sparkled on a poor but worthy fellow's trusting brow.
Very pretty, very pretty.
Insolent sailor, you shall repent this outrage. Seize him.
Oh, Sir Joseph, spare him, for I love him tenderly.
Pray don't. I will teach this presumptuous mariner to discipline his affections. Have you such a thing as a dungeon on board?
We have.
They have.
Then load him with chains and take him there at once.